This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for joining us. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Joy Powers. We talked a couple months ago about the effort the Milwaukee Public Museum is undertaking to replace its facility and move to a new location. Advocates of the project say both the museum's public space and its offices and archives are largely outdated and inadequate for a modern museum and research facility.
But a report out today from the Wisconsin Policy Forum says there are equally, if not more, pressing needs for many other cultural institutions and parks supported by Milwaukee County, and there is a real struggle to do something about those needs. Rob Henkin is the president of the forum, and he's with us in the studio to share their findings. Nice to have you back here.
Thanks for having me, Mitch.
You title this report using a football metaphor, delay of game. Why is that an appropriate title in this case?
Well, in this case, Mitch, as we're taking a look at the condition of Milwaukee County-owned parks and cultural institutions, what we're finding is not that dissimilar from what we found when we took a similar deep dive back in 2013. There is an increasing backlog of repair and replacement needs. The county simply doesn't have the financial capacity to address those on an annual basis, and so the backlog grows, and the game is delayed in terms of getting to the point where these assets are in the condition that I think county leaders themselves and certainly all of the people who use the parks and the cultural institutions would like to see them.
It amazes me that that report was in 2013. It feels like yesterday. But we've talked about these kinds of issues in the past, but remind us just what the kinds of issues that are facing these parks and other cultural institutions are.
Well, it really depends on the institution. So in some cases, we have some very big, large replacement needs. The perfect example is the Milwaukee Public Museum. The facility right now is one that is much larger than any comparable natural history museum throughout the country. There's $30 million of deferred repairs and maintenance backlog. Clearly, in order to survive and to have the type of costs that the museum leadership needs to see on an operational basis, they need a different facility. So in that case, you're looking at, hey, we need to come up with $100 million for a new facility. In other cases, and this is particularly the case for the parks, we have dozens upon dozens of smaller needs, from roofs that need to be repaired to park buildings, from paved assets which have cracks, from parks roadways which need a series of repairs. So there, it's really dozens upon dozens of repair needs that, again, when you total them all up, come to a total that right now appears unaffordable.
The proverbial death by 1,000 paper cuts.
Exactly.
Well, and in the middle of this is another issue, actually, which is that Milwaukee County, and we talked about this, is also in need of a new justice center for many of the same reasons.
Yes. So this is actually the fourth in a series of reports on local government infrastructure that the Wisconsin Policy Forum has conducted. And yes, that's one of the overriding messages here. I think in this case, when you look just at the parks and cultural institutions, you're really staggered by the extent of the need and how that compares with the county's annual financing capacity. But when you go on top of that, and as you say, take a look at other county infrastructure needs, from purchasing new buses to the needs of county trunk highways to, as you just said, the need for a new criminal justice facility that could exceed $300 million, you put all of that together, and it's hard to see how the county digs itself out of this hole.
Right. So, and in the middle of all this is an inability to borrow more?
Yeah, so that's really one of the perverse ironies here, because the county has very responsibly, from a financial perspective, tried to keep a lid on its annual borrowing. And the county has placed some pretty stringent limitations on the amount of bonding that we'll do each year. It's roughly about $40 million per year. The county also has a policy to match that with at least a 20% cash match. What you get out of that is the capacity to finance about $50 million per year of infrastructure improvements. And what we have shown through our research, and this picture really hasn't changed much, is you probably have an annual need of about twice that much. So in the end, the solutions are limited. You can either see that backlog grow, or to the extent at all possible, you can see whether you can liquidate some of those assets or take care of them in some other way other than to make major capital improvements.
liquidate, meaning privatize them or do without them altogether?
Precisely. And I think it's in this particular area. So in buildings, which was our last report, we have seen that the county has been able to relinquish some of its buildings. The 27th and Wells facility is a perfect example. But when it comes to parks and cultural institutions, I don't think anybody wants to see these icons, places like the domes and the public museum and, of course, the Milwaukee County Zoo, as well as all sorts of different parks assets. Very few people want to imagine the day when the county would have to give those up.
You do make the point that some institutions like the zoo are able to raise funds for their improvements in other ways.
Yes. So if there's any good news coming from this report, and there is some, it's that for a few of the major institutions that we explored back in 2013, the picture is actually a little brighter. So the zoo, by virtue of a new capital campaign with a goal of having 50% county financing and 50% zoological society financing, the zoo has been able to make some substantial improvements. Currently, there's a very exciting Africa exhibit that is being renovated and improved for right now for elephants and later for hippos and rhinos. We have seen the Art Museum and the War Memorial. The War Memorial in particular was really on our danger list 5 years ago through a new public-private partnership and other means, a new contract with the county. Some of those big needs have been taken care of. The Marcus Center for Performing Arts is another example of a facility that has been able to count on some substantial private sector support to get needs taken care of. So when you look at those select few, you do see an improving situation. It's with the parks facilities, and it's with some of these lesser-known cultural facilities, such as Charles Alice Villa Terrace, such as the Milwaukee Historical Society buildings. That's where you see some problems.
So you get in a position where there are some haves and have-nots.
Yes, and that's what we are increasingly seeing. And coincidentally, that's a point that we've made in the past with regard to the parks as well, that those parks that have friends groups that are able to generate resources are doing better than those parks where the neighborhood doesn't have the type of financial supporters that they do in some parts of town.
So we talked about the borrowing caps. Are these self-imposed borrowing caps? Is one possibility just increasing the amount that the county can start to take on?
Yes. So while there are statutory debt limits, the county is not yet near those limits. The county has elected to impose this cap. It is self-imposed of, again, approximately $40 million a year that can go up by roughly 3% each year. And the reason the county decided to impose those limits is because of the concern that debt service payments would start to crowd out operational needs from areas not only in the for the parks and cultural institutions, but ranging from the transit system to the mental health complex to disabilities and aging programs, just as examples. And so the downside, if the county were to exceed those caps and borrow more, is that the annual debt service for the next 15 years as the debt is paid off would then crowd out some other operational needs.
One of the easy takeaways from this report is that there are no easy answers to this.
That is clearly one of the takeaways. I think for some of these real big projects, such as the domes, such as a new public museum facility, such as a new criminal courthouse facility, it's going to be essential that the county not have to come up with the financing on its own, whether it's private sector support, whether it's state support. Some additional resources clearly are going to be needed.
Given that you did a similar study like this in 2013, this shouldn't be a wake-up call. This is kind of a need to respond to this news bar.
Yep, I couldn't agree more. And in the wake of the research that we did in 2013, there was a special task force formed by the Milwaukee Metropolitan Association of Commerce. There was a lot of talk about potentially going to voters, and that would require state approval to even go to voters, but going to voters with regard to a special sales tax. I think that's still in the cards potentially. But again, it would need not only local support, but also support from the legislature and governor to allow county policymakers to take that to referendum.
Rob Henkin, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mitch.
Rob Henkin is president of the Wisconsin Policy Forum. You can find a link to the forum's new report on Milwaukee County's parks and cultural institutions called Delay of Game at wuwm.com.